97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday.
Music's playing, and all of a sudden I look Scotty straight in the eyes, and it's kind of a romantic song, and it's like, whoop, look down at the computer.
Don't make eye contact. Joining us now from NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com, Kurt Helan for his weekly conversation. Kurt, how the heck are you?
Hey, Kurt.
I wouldn't look Scotty in the eyes either, but not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything wrong.
Kurt, let's get you back in studio, man. We
miss you.
We all need to stare inside those eyes of yours. Let's go.
I would love to be traveling again. Hopefully soon or by the playoffs, some of that will return for me. We'll see. I miss it, though. I didn't think I would miss it as much as I did, and I miss cities like Salt Lake and, obviously New Orleans and where I have friends and stuff, too. You get used to – I don't like traveling away from my family too much, but I do miss being on the road and just getting to see – there's so many great cities in this country. So
sometimes, I don't know if your family's like my family, they don't mind if you travel, too. So.
No. My wife is a teacher, and the finals usually fall right about when – and deep in the playoffs. So basically, when she's done, I'm on the road a lot. The kids are still in school. Her district gets out about 2 weeks before my kids. And for 2 weeks, she's like, I control the Netflix. I can go to bed. It's like, I got to get the kids to school in the morning, but that's it. That's the only thing I have to do. And those are like two golden weeks for her, and they were gone last year. So she wants them back badly.
Well, Kurt, I've had this three-game stretch that the Jazz are currently on circled for about 2 weeks. This stretch included, of course, Phoenix last night, Dallas two nights before that, and Portland on the back end of a back-to-back tonight. All three of those teams, Western Conference competitors, up in the top eight seeds. And they've lost the first two, looking at Portland tonight on the back end of a back-to-back. Kind of break down these three games for the Utah Jazz.
It's not ideal. I think it's not necessarily how you want to gain momentum this time of year, but I also don't think it's that. I'm careful reading much into regular season matchups. It's tough against, on any given night, with Dallas, Luka, right? Like, on any given night, he can just kind of take you apart. It's a tough situation to deal with. Phoenix, that was a fun game last night. It was also just a bit of a one-off for Utah, right? Like, they shot 25% from three, 40 points in the first half. The shots didn't fall. I think the concern going into the playoffs is you just – if you have a night like that and you fall behind and you lose that game, it's just a much bigger hole. It's just you can't give away games in the playoffs, especially up against, a good team like Phoenix. But it's also a bit of a one-off. It's just that's not going to happen that often. They just couldn't throw a pee in the ocean, to use the Chick Hearn phrase. Portland's been up and down. They've been better with Jusuf Nurkić back. Obviously, they've added a little more scoring, but they haven't really come together yet. Like they're one of those teams that on paper you're like, man, look at these guys, and then they've added some playmaking, and they should get the deadline, and they should be better, and it just hasn't clicked yet. So just for your sake, hope it's not A, one of those Lillard nights, and B, the night that second night of a back to back, everybody's always a little flat. That's a team that can put up a lot of points on you if you're not sharp.
Kurt Helan joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Phoenix, certainly, I mean, as good as the Jazz have been, and the record has been great, and a lot of winning streaks along the way. But now, I mean, look, Phoenix is certainly within firing distance of that number one spot. What are your thoughts on the Suns? Because I think a lot of us have been like, oh, that's cute, and kind of pat them on the head, but eventually they'll go away. But that team's not going away anytime soon.
No, they're a legitimately very good team, and Chris Paul was kind of, everything that they needed in terms of balancing out their offense. They had it. Yeah, they were 8-0 in the bubble last year and everybody's darlings. But this year, there's some substance to it because Ricky Rubio was running this. And you can defend Ricky Rubio. You can drop back in the paint. You can dare Ricky Rubio to shoot. And as much as I think that is a clear weakness to his game. Ricky Rubio is still a quality NBA point guard. Like he's not some throwaway guy, but Chris Paul is a best point guard in a generation, arguably the best floor general the game has ever seen. everybody's in the right spot. The ball gets to the right spot. Ayton has taken a step forward as a role man. Having Chris Paul in the backcourt just gives Devin Booker a little more space, just a sliver more space. He doesn't have to run the offense. He can pick his spots when to kind of drive and run and be a creator, and when to just catch and shoot. And just that little bit of space, I mean, he's so good. He's such a good shooter and such a good player that suddenly his efficiency goes up. Bridges has taken a leap this year. Dario Saric has been great for them. Just everything has kind of come together for them. I have questions in the playoffs about, I mean, Chris Paul obviously has his history, but beyond that, just nobody's tested. Nobody's even been in a playoff series, right? So I can tell you a lot of teams have lined up like, how do we get on that side of the bracket? I would rather play Phoenix than have to go through, forget the Lakers and Clippers. I don't want to face, Utah and Denver are at least battle tested.
Yeah.
And that's just not Phoenix. It might take them a year or two, but they're legitimate. That's a really good team. And their first round matchup is going to be, they're going to be an upset, trendy upset pick, but unless it's Dallas, because I would fear Dallas if I were them. That's a really good team with a lot of balance, and they can just – Monty Williams goes with – they still run the Spursian offense, and he just can go with who's hot that night. It's like, oh, it's not working with Ayton, but it is working with Saric. I can just go with that. The depth gives them versatility. We'll see how that plays out in the playoffs. It doesn't usually work as well, but it gives them options and matchups.
Kurt, Scotty and I were talking about this earlier in the show, and I wanted to kind of bring you in on the conversation and get some of your thoughts. And I'm sure you've seen this hundreds of times over the years covering the NBA. Joe Ingles is the best shooter that the Jazz have right now as far as percentage from the perimeter. He's best in the NBA.
Yeah.
And he had 2 three-point attempts and 27 minutes on the court last night. I know you've seen bench guys that have high numbers, and sometimes high numbers equate to attempts, but you know Joe Ingles can hit that three, and it seems like his usage was down in a big game like this. Give us your thoughts on things you've seen teams do to try to get these types of players more engaged, and your thoughts on what the Jazz could or need to do with Joe Ingles.
You can run him off some weak side action. You can start treating him more like a – he moves well, and he's got good size, and you can start running some, to use Ray Allen, J.J. Redick style of, having him run across the baseline with a couple of picks and freeing him up on the far side. And there's stuff you can do, but ultimately his shots are going to come because the defense has to rotate, has to scramble, has to collapse a little bit because the ball movement and player movement, hey, Donovan beats one guy. Somebody's got to stick with rotate into Rudy as he rolls to the rim, and suddenly the ball's flying around, and that's worked really well this year. That didn't seem, especially in the first half, just wasn't as sharp last game. And the best defensive teams they'll know. Hey, Joe Ingles is in the game, and he's shooting, I believe it's 82% from three or whatever we're at now. He's just been ridiculous out there. They won't leave him. And that should, in theory, open up stuff on drives and guys going to the rim and other looks because one defender can't leave him. That gravity that, the best players have. Steph Curry's kind of the perfect example of a guy who's like the whole defense tilts towards him because, he's Steph Curry. But Joe Ingles can bring a little of that from the perimeter. They didn't take advantage of it last night, but I think in a series, anytime you're forcing defenders to make a decision, it's a good thing. And if they have to help on the guy driving or, stay home on the shooter, you're going to win. You're eventually going to win on those when they start deciding. He brings great value because of that shooting, and there's stuff you can – ultimately, you can start to use him to open stuff up too.
Do you get the sense that we're close to perhaps getting getting the entire league vaccinated?
I'm really curious what the percentages are. They've been – some of the teams have touted numbers. Others have done it much more silently. I'm curious what the ultimate percentage. The league set a goal out there. If 85% of your coaches and players on a team are vaccinated, then you can there's a loosening of restrictions on the road, yeah, in terms of, you know, where you can eat out and guests in the hotel room and that kind of thing. And a lot of teams would like to do that, but I know that there's hesitancy from a lot of guys on vaccines. So we don't know what the numbers are, but I'd be really curious. I'd be really curious. I know some guys have been really public about it. And a handful of guys have said they're not going to do it, but I'm curious what the numbers are. I don't think we're going to get close to 100. I don't know if they're going to get to, I don't know if they're going to get to the 85 for most teams. I don't know if there's enough players out there who are just kind of wait and not get it done. But we'll see. Studies have shown nationally that even people who are like, oh, the vaccine, this whole thing, even we'll call them deniers or people who thought those things were overstated, yet they're the people jumping the lines to get the vaccine.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm really curious, despite the hesitancy in the African-American community in a lot of places, and legitimately so, I'm really curious what that shakes out to, like what the actual numbers shake out to.
The Suns were able to get to 5,500 fans just before the Jazz game last night. We just saw Golden State's announcing 35% of their arena is going to be full. I want your best prediction. Opening week of NBA playoffs, what percentage of the arenas will be at full capacity?
At full capacity?
Full capacity.
Probably just a handful. They might as well in Atlanta and Florida at this point. beyond that, a handful will probably be at full. But I think most will probably be at some. They're aiming for – the league is more concerned about the start of next season. They'd love to get it in there. But I think that what you'll see by the playoffs, especially deeper in the playoffs, is 50-60%, something. I think it'll also be interesting to see which, if it's the Lakers or Clippers that go deep in there in California, those numbers are going to be different than if it's Utah, where you've been farther ahead of the curve on moving forward with this stuff. So it's going to be interesting. And, Brooklyn versus Milwaukee might be different too. So just having some fans back in the building, I'm excited to see.
Kurt Helin right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. I mean, even the Golden State just announced about an hour ago that they're going to 35%. So if you've got California teams welcoming back that many fans, then you got to think that the floodgates are really going to open up here soon.
Yeah, they're coming up with percentages out here, and I imagine it'll be 50 or 60 by actually, it depends on how deep you go in the playoffs. I know that Gavin Newsom had said he wants it basically fully open by mid June. We'll see if they get to that, but you get close for those playoff games for the Lakers and Clippers. I'm just curious to see, there's a pent up demand, but I think it would also be weird to be in a building with 18,000 people right now. So I'm curious to see how that shakes out.
You know, it's interesting, and you see some of these polls and some of these sites, and they say a survey of 350 people or something like that. Well, Han sent out a tweet. We sent out some poll questions, and we had probably, 2,000 responses to it?
3,500.
Yeah. 3,500 response. And the first question we asked was, are you comfortable going to a football game full capacity in September? And it was, 90% said
91.
Yes? But then we said, a basketball, in the basketball arena, Vivint, full house tomorrow, not in September, but 78, right?
77 to 78 percent. Yeah, it was a high percentage.
We just lost Kurt. We'll try to get him back here in a second.
But most people saying that they would go. I actually think that Vivint Arena would sell 18,000 out tomorrow.
Oh, I don't think it would be any. I think people would do it just to be able to say that they were there. And we were one of the first. I was one of the first people in that arena when it was full.
Right, and we've done a great job here in this state in vaccination. I think we'd have 18,000 fans that are vaccinated that would fill that place in the snap of a finger. But very high percentages on those poll questions.
Yeah, but Kurt, we surveyed about 3,000 people, and again, it's Twitter. So, and we're sports guys, so these guys are probably heavy sports fans and want to get back to games. But we had about 75-78% of people that said they'd be happy to go to a full arena tomorrow if they could.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, I think that there's a lot of pent-up demand, and I imagine with Utah in particular, there's like, oh my gosh, we get to go see the Jazz. it's one thing too for like, would I go to an outdoor football game to go see Utah play or Utah State play versus sitting indoors? I think that'll be different for some people, but I think this is going to come back pretty quickly. I think people have been, pretty quickly, not everyone, but a lot of people will come back around to, and we've missed it. We would like some semblance of our lives back to normal. I'd like to not walk halfway up to the grocery store door and then remember that I've got to go get a mask and turn around and go back to the car. You know, I think we'd all just like to get back to it. So I think it'll be interesting. I think by the playoffs, you're going to see, maybe I was, might've been low there. I think you're going to see 75% at most of the arenas as we move, because the playoffs are going to be starting in May, but by the time you get to mid June with the second round and beyond, I think we'll be pretty deep into, I don't know if we're going to see how many 100% we'll see, but we'll see a lot of 75-80 where it's pretty close.
Can you give us an update on where we're at with LeBron James and Anthony Davis in their recovery, their injury and recovery? Because the Jazz have them a pair of times coming up here pretty quickly.
Anthony Davis is closer, I'm hearing. He has done a little more on-court work, but it's an Achilles. They're not going to mess around. He's got a nagging injury history anyway, but that's just not something they can afford to mess around with. LeBron is a little farther away. They're both, I keep hearing, at least a week, maybe two still from seeing both of them. And it may be, they're going to have to ramp back up. They're not going to come back and get thrown out for 38 minutes a night. So, it's still a little ways away, and the Lakers have looked at this as they should, by the way. They're looking at this as we need them healthy when the playoffs start. I don't really care too much about the seeding. They don't want to fall into they're within range of, if they keep losing. I know they've beaten some teams they were supposed to beat, but they're within range of falling into the play-in games. They would very much like to avoid that. But they don't really care if they're the 6 seed or the 3 seed or whatever, because they have LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they're defending champs, and they're not really worried about it.
So, since LeBron joined the Heatles back in, 2010, the whole super team thing, I think, is just kind of like, it is what it is, and that's just part of the landscape of the NBA, and you kind of move on. So, the recent, noise and people getting cranky about the buyout market and guys getting bought out and going to these teams, it just seems like that's the next step. But is that something the NBA is concerned about at all, or is it just how, the next direction this league's taking?
I'm curious how they're going to end up trying to balance this, because the league has done well with the league has become, the fan base of the league very much likes transactions and likes, it's weirdly become less about the games in a lot of ways and more about highlights and team building and that kind of thing. I don't know how much they're going to want to move the needle either. I mean, this year it's really easy to say, oh my gosh, they all went to the Lakers and the Nets, got all these guys. But if you go back over a few years, suddenly it's the Spurs getting a lot of guys. Guys go where they can win.
Yeah.
So, Jeff Teague went to Minnesota this year. Milwaukee this year. These guys are going to go where they think they can chase a ring. And if next year that's Utah and they can snap somebody off the buyout market, it's not those questions. If you're a contender, you're going to have a shot at some guys. It's just this year, the recruiting power of LeBron and KD in major markets made it look worse than it is. But there is serious talk around the league of trying to find an answer to this, to find a way to cool that market off a little bit. And it's right now a lot of agents don't want to see that. They like the idea of, hey, man, we give up. LaMarcus Aldridge gave up $7 million to get out of there. Like, that's genuine. That's real money savings for a market the size of San Antonio. That 13 from Blake Griffin is really going to help the bottom line in a rough year in Detroit. So I don't know how you say not to do those kind of things, but if it's Andre Drummond giving up the minimum to get out, do you put the buyout date before the trade deadline, or my guess is that you could go to a blind bidding system, kind of an amnesty type system, or you could attach compensation. Like, you can sign Andre Drummond, but you have to give up a future second round pick to do it. How much would that change the dynamic? I think you're going to see an answer. I think you're going to see the league experiment with something like that, just trying to cool the market off a little.
Well, Kurt, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to chatting with you next week.
Thanks, Kurt.
I look forward to it, guys. Take care.
That's Kurt Heelan, NBC Sports and ProBasketballTalk.com, right here on the Zone Sports Network. Melissa's hanging out with us. We're live here at Sound Sleep Medical, 801-285-9731. Hey, you know, one thing that we've been talking about, obviously the free sleep screening. If you call that number, you're going to get that free sleep consultation. You'll get the free sleep screening. But there are people thinking out there, well, maybe Sandy's the only spot I can go. But that's not the case. You've got locations all up and down the Wasatch Front.
Yeah, we do. Hopefully one nearby you. We've got Ogden, Layton, downtown Salt Lake, Sandy, American Fork, and Provo. And, you know, talking about that sleep screening, if you are 40 and over out there listening today and you've never done a sleep screening, you really need to. You know, we reach certain ages, we start to do certain health screenings, fun things like colonoscopies, things like that. This will be much easier than something like that. And it's free.
Yes, that's true.
It's much easier. It's just a little kit of equipment that you
Less
wear.
Less painful.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at home in your own bed for one night. And it will give us all sorts of data on you. You know, oxygen levels, heart rate, do you stop breathing, snoring, and what happens actually in your different body positions. Because you might breathe better on your side than you do on your back. But you need to do it. If you're age 40 and over, again, and you've never done it, give us a call. We are offering this free today.
I'd love to see some of the horror stories you've seen on some of these things. Probably some pretty severe stuff.
Yeah, we really have. And a lot of these people have no idea what's going on while they're asleep. You know, you can sleep right through it. They think, I never wake up. I don't stop breathing. But do this test and you'll see a completely different picture.
801-285-9731. The important thing is, if you do have sleep apnea, after that free sleep screening and that free sleep consultation, then you can get it taken care of without a CPAP machine.
This is such an easier fix. We do custom-made mouthpieces. It's called an oral appliance. It's just something you wear in your mouth at night. Really easy, slim, custom for you, so it's really comfortable. And it's a much, much easier way to fix a really serious problem.
801-285-9731. The free sleep screening, the free sleep consultation. Let's find out if you have sleep apnea. And if you do, let's treat it without a CPAP machine. Let's make it happen. 801-285-9731 right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Big Show. The Big Show. With Jake Scott and Gordon Monson.
When you're as high as Zach Wilson is in this draft, I think a team has contacted him. They might be lying to him, but I would be pretty surprised if he didn't have a pretty good idea where he was going to end up going. Now, these things can change.
It's different at two, though, Gordon, because you've heard the stories in the past of guys who get picked later in the draft. Hey, Denver called me, and they said they're going to pick me. Because stuff happens. You never know. But with the number two pick, like, we're going to take you at number two, unless you go one, I guess. And then we'll deal with it. But when you're picking number two, that's a little different than if you're around in the seventh, you're going to be a Tennessee Titan.
Right, exactly.
Catch the Big Show weekdays from 2 to 7. Presented by Big O Tires, the team you trust. On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Everything's right. It's all good.
Dude, did you see the word peaches in that?
Yeah.
I know. This is not good.
Oh,
we weren't built to.
No, we're not.
Restrict our eating.
No. I'm angry.
Body needs calories now. I've built this 280-pound body. It's like, and then it's like, well, I'm not giving you calories. And my body's like, yes, you are.
Man, my head's killing me.
We got Johnny over here. He's like, hey, where do you want me to go for lunch? And we're like.
Johnny's talking about these beautiful crusted calzones that are jam-packed.
You know what you can do with that lunch, Johnny?
Spicy sausage
and pepperoni and marinara sauce and ham and mushrooms, onions.
A little touch of ranch.
Touch of ranch smothered in a really nice chunk marinara. Nobody's going to get nothing. Because together we reach.
Stop. I don't want to reach anymore.
I'm going to try to not put food in the headlines anymore.
I just want to reach for a sandwich. That's what I want. Some extra mayo. Or a
burger.
Hey, by the way, I got into a little family fight over the weekend. Nothing serious. I mean, it wasn't politics or anything. Right. But like,
what did John do?
John wasn't involved because I'm not speaking to John. I had my sister mention something along. She's like, you know, we don't even keep mayonnaise at the house. We're strictly a Miracle Whip. And I'm like, what is that?
Your sister is smart.
What?
Yes,
Lloyd.
I'm a Miracle Whip guy. So don't go there.
No.
Miracle Whip, I love it.
No.
Yes.
Don't you dare.
That stuff is foul, man. Oh, I'd rather eat mayonnaise that's been left out in the sun for a couple of days than eat Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip in an egg salad. Oh.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
What are you doing, Lloyd?
And by the way, you didn't even reply. She sent you a bunch of pictures of pretzel salad, too, and you wouldn't even respond to that.
Lloyd, you are tarnishing your reputation.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going down the pretzel salad thing again. I won't do it.
Okay, well, yeah, that tarnished your reputation as well. I'm as shocked about you liking Miracle Whip as I am you not knowing what pretzel salad is. How do you like Miracle Whip? It's tangy and disgusting.
It's perfect. What are you talking about?
All right, so if you're making just like a turkey sandwich, okay, cheese, turkey, and you need a little something else on there, you would go Miracle Whip over mayo.
Yes, absolutely.
You're dead to me.
Miracle Whip in a heartbeat.
I don't know what happened to you at a young age, but you need to sit down in a leather couch.
Oh, I don't know. I had taste buds.
With a psychiatrist somewhere and figure out where this
is. I want to know who hurt you.
Don't go where you're going to go right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm not pointing at anything.
I don't know, man. It's just. Well, okay. I thought we were.
Mayo would win a poll by what, 90%? 95%.
You want to put it out there?
Put mayo against Short Circuit. Do it now.
I'm not putting anything against Short Circuit.
Mayo or Miracle Whip? I don't think it'll be 90 because there's some weirdos out there.
Okay, but do I need to ask the specific of you're making a turkey sandwich, mayo or Miracle Whip?
Yes. Sure.
It's 95% mayo.
It's got to be. But Johnny over here is saying Miracle
do
Whip.
You know,
no, on a sandwich, not in egg salad or something like that.
Did you hear about and you can Google this. They found a jar of mayo from like 1982 and opened it.
Spreading lies.
No, and it is the exact thing that it was in 1982. Like it has not shrunk or dried up or changed color.
It's got great shelf life is what you're telling me. So it's awesome. So it'll last forever. That's good.
Lloyd, I shouldn't have to teach you this, but the longer something lasts, it doesn't mean it's better.
Better for you. Yeah.
It means it's worse for you. It's fabricated. Basically, it's plastic. Basically, what you're eating is a plastic bag every time you spread that. You might as well just not take it out of the little Ziploc baggie. Just eat the damn thing. The Ziploc baggie and everything with your garbage Miracle Whip. Shame on you. Shame on you.
Yeah, do better. That's disgusting.
Shame is your name.
What?
I thought I was going to have to be like, wow, you know, were you adopted? Because no relative of mine is going to eat Miracle Whip. And I would say no friend of mine would eat Miracle Whip, but apparently.
I'm sad that now her and John both won't be talked to.
Yeah. makes things even worse.
Stop it, Johnny. We don't need more explanation.
Well, usually things with less fat and fewer calories suck. So that's
get
not
eaten less.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Spin that wheel.
Babe, you been over to Peach's house?
This is incredible. It's a pretty incredible piece of history. So this is a letter that Babe Ruth wrote to his mistress back in, it's about 1922. He wrote this to his mistress. You ready for this letter? It says, "Dear Nell, I'm very sorry, but my wife just jumped over on me without me knowing. This is the first time she's ever done that. She's watching me, so don't get mad, and I will see you Monday night. The club is watching carefully, so the only way I will be able to see you all night is for you to stop in at the Aldine Hotel, and then I can see you then." Marked and signed, Babe. And then at the very bottom it says, "Oh, Nell, don't call me up." That's a letter that was actually written by Babe Ruth. Babe Ruth was married at the age of 19. He was married in 1914 at the age of 19 to his wife, Helen Woodford. She was a waitress that he met at a Boston coffee shop during his rookie season with the Red Sox. So he was married at a very young age, but it may be the most well-known, what would you call him? Tomcat?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Probably the most well-known Tomcat in history. Well, that letter just sold on auction for $201,000. Somebody just bought that Babe Ruth letter for $201,000. Last time it hit the auction block, Scotty, was 2004. And in 2004, it fetched $86,000.
Wow, that's a nice return on investment.
Very nice. Less than 20 years. 18 years.
I wonder if like 30 years from now, Tiger Woods Snapchats are going to be like pronounced and sold for anything. I'm just trying to think of like what the equivalent would be.
By the way, your guy Beefs is, he's boogered right now.
I'm just kind of curious to know, like,
thanks for changing the subject, Lloyd.
She takes this little screenshot, and 30 years from now, Tiger Woods Snapchat to a Perkins waitress just went for $375,000.
I tried.
There's no saving him, Lloyd. Just let him go. Just let him go, man. Back away.
Who writes a letter?
Babe.
Come on, babe.
And who writes at the end?
Hey, don't call.
Nell, don't call me up. It is almost as notorious as, "Hey, it's Tiger. Gonna need you to delete this message. My wife just found out."
Oh, boy.
Notorious cheaters when it comes to some of these athletes. But this is a pretty remarkable piece of despicable history.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, it's not the best thing
no.
that everybody wants to remember. By the way, they found this in Nell. They found it in her journal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not too many years before that 2004 auction. They went through her journal. They had no idea that she was even with Babe Ruth. And then they were kind of like, "Grandma?
Jeez, Grandma.
You got something to tell us?" I always wondered why I was really good at hitting a ball.
Oh, now I'm the one off the ledge here. Come on.
I always had a hankering for a cigar.
Hey, Grandma, I'm filling out this DNA thing. Grandma's like, do.
Hey, yo.
Nope.
No need.
No need. All right. Hands and Scotty, 1244, right here on the Zone Sports Network. A little bit of a breaking Jazz news, good and bad. Injury report has been issued for tonight, and Mike Conley is not on it. You would think even it might be questionable with Mike Conley on a back end of a back-to-back, but no, so it appears like he will play. But Jordan Clarkson, with a right ankle sprain, is listed as doubtful. So probably no Jordan Clarkson in the lineup tonight for the Jazz as they take on the Portland Trailblazers. Again, you'll hear that game right here on the Zone Sports Network with Jake Scott and Hans Olsen on your pre-, half-, and post-game shows.
Excited to be out there hosting. We'll have a blast tonight. Just 7 o'clock.
Don't give me no trouble.
Don't be causing too much trouble, okay?
No meetings tomorrow. It's a Friday. Meetings on a Friday are no fun.
I don't know why they call it Miracle Whip. They should call it Sin Whip.
How about you put out a poll? Because I'm pretty sure you're going to lose. I've had 3 calls saying Miracle Whip.
Oh, you have not.
Yes,
oh,
I have.
Gosh, here we go.
We haven't had a phone call in forever.
Oh, okay. You might not take
calls.
Them. They did.
People don't even call anymore.
Right now, Mayo's getting 100% of the votes.
Did you put the poll out?
Yeah.
No,
I was the first one to vote.
Of course you were. There you go. There it is.
It's out.
I was shocked when she said it because I was like, who in their right mind, do they even make that stuff anymore? Well, apparently they do.
I guarantee you that when they were making that stuff, somebody's like slapping plastic and glue together, and they were like, is that edible? Yeah, it is edible. Well, that's a miracle. Well, let's call it Miracle Whip.
Did somebody actually eat that stuff?
No, don't
boo me. I guess
so.
Well, that's a miracle because it tastes like trash.
Let's put it on the shelf and see if somebody bought it. Did anybody buy it? Yeah. Well, that's a miracle.
Yeah, there we go.
Can't believe anybody bought that. Hope they understand that it sits in their gut longer than swallowed gum.
I guess we should just whip up another batch of that miracle. Oh, whip. Yes. Ugh. All right. Hans and Scotty, the poll question's out. Follow Hans at 97.5 Hans. You're making a turkey sandwich. What are you going with? I think, let's see. I'm a riser, tweets in. Only serial killers use Miracle Whip. Yep. Colton, how is this even a poll? Miracle Whip is not a miracle.
I don't know. Lloyd says we have a caller. I don't know. Can we handle 2 callers in 2 days?
I don't know. It depends on how he's going to go on this. I have a sneaking suspicion he might have Lloyd's back on this.
No, remember, I haven't even asked him. I just said, he's like, can I comment on this? I said, sure. What's your name?
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Jake Scott joining us. Jake, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
So, yeah, Miracle Whip, way better. I mean, okay. I usually agree with you guys on your food preferences, but you're wrong on this one. Miracle Whip's so much better.
Lloyd, hang up.
Hang up, Lloyd. We're done here.
What else do you think, Jake? Tell us. Come on.
Hang up. Dumb button, Lloyd.
Any more?
See, I knew if we allowed Lloyd to handle the calls.
Yeah, Lloyd knew what was going on there.
I didn't know. I just said, okay. I said, hang on just one sec. He just wanted to comment on it.
Jake, I've known you for almost 20 years. You're a great man, but boy, did you miss on this one, man.
Jake, I've got a question for you. Have you experienced symptoms of a goiter?
No, we've never experienced any such thing.
Don't badger him. Stop it.
Are your earlobes connected to your head? These are all signs.
All right, Jake, I'm going to let you go because you're a good man. You called in. You wanted to participate.
Hey, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Try to keep my guy out of trouble tonight, okay?
It's not Jake Scott.
Yeah, I know. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 Zone. Was that not Jake Scott? Oh, I thought it was Jake Scott.
No, that was not Jake Scott.
I thought you said, why would you let some random listener on the air?
I just said Jake. I thought you were kidding, like making a joke.
Jeez, man. It's going to have him like, hey, what do you got coming up on the show today?
Hey, Jake, how's the big show?
No, okay.
Jeez, man.
I was confused, too. I thought you were joking, Scotty. I was like...
No, I thought we actually had...
I totally thought you were joking as well.
It did sound like Jake Scott. Yeah. And I could see Jake being a fan of Miracle Whip.
Fun.
Like, we've blown out the clock, and I'm like, the only reason he's going to let us go is if it's Jake Scott.
Or you if it's blow out the clock that, whenever. Whenever
or if it's somebody
break
who
anyways.
Or if it's somebody
never
who,
go
who
break.
Agrees with him. That's what I...
Suddenly you care about the clock.
I do.
Suddenly it's like, oh, man, we got a clock.
Well, you care more than I, and so I would think that you would care about getting us out on time.
Yeah, sure. I've given up on that.
All right.
Miracle Whip. More like terrible life decisions whip.
Well, I'm just glad that I don't have to say bad things about Jake Scott.
Yeah, that does make you feel a little bit better.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Joining us now is the 2003 Masters winner, Mike Weir. How much extra does the adrenaline get going and the heart start pumping when you're driving down Magnolia Lane and all that stuff, knowing that you're going to play in the Masters?
It's definitely extra. And, you know, as a kid growing up in Canada, you know, we had fairly similar climates here as Utah. And when spring's here, the Masters is here, and be able to play in it and been lucky enough to win it, well, I still get chilled every time I get there. And the first time you drive down Magnolia Lane for the week, a lot of things come flooding back and a lot of excitement, anticipation, you know, in the air. Yeah, it's an exciting time.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. How many calls have we taken in the 7 years we've done this radio show?
Hey, if you want to alienate your female listeners, fine, sure, whatever.
Five.
We're going to take two in two segments?
We had some callers go rogue and say some things that got us in a little bit of trouble. We haven't taken a lot of callers.
Nope. All right, so with that, Lloyd says we need to take this call. Kathy's on the line. Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy, this is number 6 call, and it's Miracle Whip all day.
Of course, Kathy. We knew the only way you'd get on the air is if you agreed with Lloyd.
Kathy, so. Miracle Whip is good for maybe nothing.
Mayonnaise sticks to the top of your mouth. It sticks to the roof of your mouth. Yeah,
I think you're confused with peanut butter.
It's Miracle Whip. Yeah, it's oily. It's Miracle Whip.
Okay,
so
Kathy.
Have you always used Miracle Whip? Does this go back many years, or is this something new?
Calling Kathy old?
No, I'm just saying.
A family of eight, raised in a family of eight, Utah County, and I had it from the time I was a baby, on everything, in everything. I even do Miracle Whip sandwiches with nothing else on it.
Oh, Kathy. Kathy, no, stop.
I know.
Oh, Kathy.
I know. But I still love you. I still listen to you every day, all day. But I wanted to make sure the Miracle Whip was handled here.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy.
We appreciate that. And
okay.
Feel free to call anytime other than to have a take on Miracle Whip. I don't know what to do. We need to stop this travesty. We can't allow the spread of Miracle Whip like this, because then people will start eating Miracle Whip and we're going to have a society that will just fall apart.
Well, and then people are going to like, well, maybe I haven't tried Miracle Whip in a while. And they're going to try it and they're going to hate it. And then they're going to blame us. When in reality, it should be Lloyd's fault.
Yeah, be mad at Lloyd and Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, look, we don't have a lot of female listeners, so Kathy, we appreciate
that. We do love you,
Thanks
Kathy.
Thanks for hanging in there.
Thank you. We can agree to disagree on most things, just not this. Put the Miracle Whip down. It's hurting your body. Go get mayo.
Yes.
You'll like it better.
And frankly, I don't really blame Kathy. I blame Kathy's parents, because apparently she was, you know, in diapers and force-fed Miracle Whip. I mean, she didn't have a choice. She's got, like, that Stockholm syndrome. You know, she doesn't know any better.
Wow.
You know, try mayo. It'll change your life. Kathy?
Jeff tweets in. He said, that had to be Lloyd's babysitter from 30 years ago.
All right. Hans and Scotty, Melissa's hanging out with us. We're live here at Sound Sleep Medical, 801-285-9731. So a free sleep screening. You've always offered the free sleep consultation, but now you're adding the free sleep screening as well. So what goes into that, and what can people plan on when they have one of those screenings?
Good question. Yeah, this is huge that we get to offer this today. A sleep screening means come and see us, just drop in. We'll give you a kit of equipment. You take home, wear it for one night at home in the convenience and comfort of your own bed. It's just a chest strap, obviously on your chest, a pulse oximeter on your finger, and a little nasal cannula in your nose. Between those three tools, we get all sorts of data on you. You know, oxygen, heart rate, breathing, different body positions, and how that's affecting you during your sleep. It's huge. You need to do a sleep screening to really know what's going on. You know, there's a lot of guys, it's a stereotype, but there's a lot of guys out there that snore a lot, and it's driving their wives crazy. And they bring them in to see us because they, frankly, they just can't stay in the same room anymore at night. But what I like these guys to know is if you snore, it's not just an annoying noise. It is really affecting you as the snorer. Your oxygen levels are low. It's actually affecting your health. Doing this sleep screening will help you see all of that.
801-285-9731. And let's get to the important part. If you do have sleep apnea, you go through the consultation and the screening and everything's free. And you're like, realize, okay, I need to do something about this. In your mind, you're thinking, it's got to be a CPAP machine because that's all I know that's out there. That's not the case. This oral appliance can treat sleep apnea without the masks and hoses and all of that.
It is such an easy fix. Yeah, if you're snoring or if you're tired during the day, if you wake up with morning headaches, this oral appliance can get rid of all of that simply by wearing this custom-made mouthpiece in your mouth at night.
801-285-9731. Call that number right now, 801-285-9731. Get that free sleep screening, the free sleep consultation. Again, all yours for free, 801-285-9731. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.